Bowers. Both teams on the court. We are ready to go. Big SCA conference game here on this Thursday night in the Ozarks. Hope you all are ready and set to go. Our officials are on the scene. Well, one of them is. Now here comes another one. And we're ready to go. I guess we're using a two-man officiating crew here tonight. And 8 minutes on the clock, and we are ready to go. Ball is up, and the tip is controlled by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. That is Chloe Jones bringing it into the front court. Brings it over to the left side of the floor. Thayer going to open in a 1-3-1 matchup zone. Cruddington's got it now on the left side wing. Gives down to Stewart. Stewart in the left corner. Now to Jones. Fires the three out of the corner, and it's good. Chloe Jones opens up, hitting one from downtown. The Thayer Lady Bobcats will come the other way with the basketball. Almost threw it away in the backcourt. Ball picked up by Riley Davis, and will bring it up across the timeline. Willow Springs going to open up here in, it looks like they're going to play maybe in a little box and one. Lady Bobcats ball in the left corner, got it down to Hillis. Hillis in the lane, her shot is blocked by Sigmund, and here come the Willow Springs Lady Bears in the corner. They go now Cruddington on the wing, back to Stewart. Stewart puts it on the floor one time, gives it up top of the key. Right side now to Jones. Chloe wings it way down in the left corner. Back to Sigmund. Sigmund drive it in. Shot is up. A block. And the ball goes out of bounds. What a play by Regal. She blocks the shot of Sophie Jackson. And each team now with a block. Willow Springs will inbound the ball down under the bucket. On the offensive end, Chloe Jones will trigger it. And wing it. They got it to a Cruddington. Crudding goes to the high elbow, now gives out to Jones. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound gets on the floor. The Thayer Lady Bobcats come out of there with it. Riley Davis working up the right side. Long pass down to Hillis under the bucket. Misses the shot. And a rebound taken by Cruddington for Willow Springs. She gives out to Chloe Jones. She races up the floor all the way to the free throw line. Dumps it down inside for Jackson. And that's two for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And Lady Bears are out early, 5-0. Thayer with the ball. Hillis up the left side, pulls up on the wing. Farrell swinging around the horn. Now Sorrell. Sorrell gives it up to Davis. And it looks like it is a little box and one defense here. Riley Davis has got number 12 on her wherever she goes. That's Stewart. Everybody else playing zone. Ball out front for Hillis. Hillis will bounce it to Avery Bowers. Throws it in the left corner. And back out to Hillis on the wing. Out to Davis. Davis off the screen. Fires a three. It's no good, but she's fouled. It'll go to the line and shoot three free throws. Foul's going to be on number 12, Sydney Stewart. That'll be her first of the game, first team foul against the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And Riley Davis stepping to the free throw line and will shoot three free throws. Trying to put the Lady Bobcats on the board. First one is up for the sophomore. It's good. Davis, again, coming off a 42-point night on Monday. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Davis now 2-for-2, and will try number 3. 6:07 to go. We've played just about 2 minutes here. 5-2, Willow Springs with the early lead. And Riley Davis setting for her third free throw. Puts it up. Looks good from here, and it is. Riley 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. The Thayer Lady Bobcats back within two. Here comes Willow Springs. Chloe Jones to bring it up out of the backcourt. They are still in that 1-3-1 matchup. Willow swings it on the right side for Stewart. Stewart trying to go inside to Cruddington. Ball poked away by the defense. Now swing it on the left side to Sigmund. Sigmund back out on top to Cruddington. Now to number 12, Stewart shoots a three. It's no good. An air ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with a chance to tie the game or take the lead if somebody hits one from downtown. Again, Willow Springs picking up. It's really kind of a one person playing a man, and now they've gone straight zone, I think. Davis going down the baseline for Thayer. Ducks under the defense, shoots no good. Long rebound run down in the corner by Hillis. Down to drive the baseline, couldn't get there. Thayer will swing it across to Regal. She'll fire the three. That one's an air ball. Will hit out of bounds. It will be Willow Springs Lady Bear basketball. We played 2.5 minutes here in the first quarter. It's 5-3. Thayer and Willow Springs. Willow Springs with the lead. Chloe Jones brings the ball up the floor, crosses through the across the timeline, gives it up now to Stewart in the left corner. Now to Jones. She'll pump one from out there. It is no good. Rebound, Willow Springs, back up and in for 42, Sophie Jackson. Jackson with her second bucket of the night. She leads Willow with four. Thayer with the ball. Got it down the corner. Now Hillis driving inside. Kick it back outside to Riley Jo Sorrell. She'll control it on the right side wing. Now she's going to let one fly from downtown. It's no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds off the hands of a Thayer Lady Bobcats. Well, Thayer not shooting the ball particularly well here early. And having to shoot over players who are bigger than them at every position on the floor. Little Springs. Walking it up, Chloe Jones comes through the big bear head in the middle of the floor at Mumford Gym. Wings ball on the right side for Stewart. Stewart gives it back out to Cruddington, way out away from the bucket. And that was a lob down inside. Got it down there. Shot is up. No good, but a foul to be called on the play. I believe they're going to get Caden Hillis. Yes, they do. Number 15, Caden Hillis called for the foul will be her first. And going to the free throw line, number 42, Sophie Jackson, who has scored 4 of the 7 points for Willow Springs, looking for number 5 and 6 right here from the line. First one is up and good. Took all the rim, but it went down through the hole, and that's all that matters. And another free throw on the way for Jackson. Bounces it 3-4 times. Puts it up with the right hand. This one will switch. 6 points now for Sophie Jackson. It's 9-3. Willow Springs with the lead. Fair Lady Bobcats having trouble finding baskets. Here's Hillis on the left side, down in the corner. Brings it out front to Regal, around to Riley Davis, and Stewart's right there with her. Davis taking to the left side, now trying to back out. They'll restart the offense. Davis looking for a screen, moves off of it, got it down in the corner, inside the Bowers, trying to throw it through to Sarl. The ball is intercepted by Chloe Jones. She races up the left side, going all the way down to the baseline, shoots and scores. Chloe Jones on the drive, and Willow Springs. It's all Lady Bears here early, 11-3. Bears going the other way. Riley Davis forces one in the lane. No good. Rebound, Lady Bears. And almost a steal by Hillis. Ball loose on the floor. Goes out of bounds. Oh, it's going to be Willow Springs ball. And a foul's going to be called on Riley Davis. They're going to get her for a push down on the baseline going after the loose ball. And Coach Denny Young of the Thayer Lady Bobcats wants a timeout. 11-3. Thayer Lady Bobcats, trail by 8 early. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Oh, back here at Mumford Gym and Willow Springs with a Thayer Lady Bobcats having trouble finding a basket. 3:46 to go in the first quarter. Lady Bobcats have not scored a field goal yet. Their 3 points have come from the free throw line. 3 free throws by Riley Davis. And for the Willow Springs Lady Bears, 5 early for Chloe Jones, 6 for Sophie Jackson. And here come the Willow Lady Bears with a basketball. Chloe Jones are walking up the floor. They are still playing that 1-3-1 matchup zone. Willow Bears with 2 across the free throw line. They swing it down in the right corner, back out to Jones at the wing. She'll give it to Cruddington on top. Cruddington looking inside, now swings it down there to Stewart. She'll fire 3 out of the corner. That's an air ball rebounded by Cruddington in the corner. Trying to throw it back the other way at the ball into the backcourt. It'll be a backcourt violation. It goes out of bounds down on the inline, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to take it over on the turnover by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Thayer Lady Bobcats offensively just not getting much done right now. A couple of turnovers. Here, Davis inbounds the ball, got to Sorrell. Sorrell trying to pass it over Cruddington. She batted it. It's loose on the floor, and now Cruddington comes out there with a loose ball. To Chloe Jones, racing up the floor. Fires a long 3. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. Gets on the floor. Should have been a travel, no call. Here's Chloe Jones with the basketball. Taking it out front. Moving off the screen to the right side. Now dumped it inside. Shot is up. Blocked by Regal. And we got a whistle and a foul going the other way. Foul on number 42, that is Sophie Jackson. Regal got up and blocked Sophie Jackson's shot for a second time tonight. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will come the other way with the basketball. 2:50 to go, first quarter. Thayer down 11-3. Riley Davis on the right side. It's to Hillis. They'll swing it around now to Regal. Regal on the left. Back to Riley Sorrell. Riley Joe, she puts up a 3. It's no good. And Chloe Jones down the rebound for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Jones takes it up the left side of the floor, gets all the way down to the baseline. Ball poked away and stolen by Riley Davis for Thayer. Davis out on the break. She got Avery Ballard out on top, and Ballard's layup is blocked by number 32, Alexis Sigmund. And Willow Springs comes up with a loose ball. That's about five block shots in this game already when you take both teams together. And Willow Springs working the ball, got it down low for Jackson. She shoots no good. Bowers rebounds it for Thayer out to Davis. Davis and Hillis on the two-on-one. Davis spins it up off the window, no good. Hillis got the rebound and trying to throw it back outside, throws it away. Thayer Lady Bobcats will turn it over again. Minute 59 to go in the quarter. Thayer still does not have a field goal. And now a little bit of full court pressure by the Lady Bobcats. Almost a steal, but ball picked up by Sigmund for Willow Springs. Thayer now really coming out and guarding on the perimeter. Here's Chloe Jones moves down to the baseline. As the ball poked away from her, saved from out of bounds, Thayer Lady Bobcats have got it. They get it out to Davis. Davis against the defense, puts it up off the window and in. Riley Davis now with 5 points to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Their first field goal, it comes with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Here's another steal for Thayer. Hillis bounces it to Davis. She'll score. Davis with seven, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats on a 4-0 run. It is now 11-7, and the Willow Springs Lady Bears won a timeout. With a minute 23 to go in the first quarter, timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Go back in Mumford Gym. We'll say thanks again to some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters. They include the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, the Alton Bank in the Branch, Bank of Birch Tree, and Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park, and Commercial Rentals. And we're back underway here. Chloe Jones brings the ball up the floor for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They're back in a 1-3-1 matchup. Lady Bobcats on a 4-0 run after being down 11-3. They're now down 11-7. Willow Springs working the basketball out on the perimeter. Jones swings on the right side for Stewart. Stewart gives it up in the corner, gets it back. Long three-point shot is up, and she banked it in. Sydney Stewart with a bank shot. And the Willow Springs Lady Bears are back up by seven. Here's a steal by Jones. Jones driving down the floor, puts it up. Oh, she got fouled on the play. And both players are down. There was a big collision down under the basket. Riley Davis for Thayer, and it was Riley Joe Sorrell who tried to take a charge. Going in there hard was Chloe Jones, and they called the foul on the wrong player. They called it on Riley Davis. That'll be her second of the game. It should have been on Riley Joe Sorrell. She's the one that tried to take the charge, coughing the block. Willow Springs on the inbound, tried to inbound it in the middle. Ball stolen by Thayer. Hillis up the floor. Lady Bobcat into the lane. Her shot is blocked. And Willow Springs comes out there with a loose ball. That's about five or six block shots for the Willow Springs Lady Bears already in this game. Down to 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Thayer down by seven. Willow Springs with the ball. They obviously look like they want to hold it for the final shot. They swing it down left corner into Cruddington. Cruddington going down inside. Oh, shot is up by Sigmund, and she scores. Bouncing in off the left side. 9-point lead now for Willow Springs. Thayer with the ball in the corner. They'll kick it out on top and around the horn to Hillis. Thought about the three, takes it down to the baseline, pulls up, little 10-foot jumper, good. Caden Hillis cuts the lead back to seven. Willow Springs trying to get it down the court. The ball goes out of bounds, and that's the end of our first quarter of play. Our score, 16-9. Willow Springs Lady Bears lead the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
I'm back at Mumford Gym here in Willow Springs. Bear Lady Bobcats and Willow Springs Lady Bears hooked up in a good one. Right now, Lady Bears have the lead, 16-9. By the way, 7 of the 9 points for Thayer all scored by Riley Davis. The other 2 by Caden Hillis. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats in the offensive set. And here's a long 3 by Riley Joe Sorrell. It's good! Riley Joe Sorrell hits one from downtown. That 3-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer going to apply full court pressure again. Willow Springs Lady Bears. Oh, and there's a travel on Chloe Jones and no call. Willow Springs again across the timeline. Cross-court pass by Stewart is stolen by Hillis. Thayer Lady Bobcats off on the run to Riley Davis. Will step back 3 off the front rim. Rebound to Regal, and she has the ball knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball down under the bucket. Willow Springs lead trimmed to 4. Remember, they led at one point 11-3. They are making a little run here. Lady Bobcats running the inbound play. Sorrell will bring it to Regal. Now on the left side to Hillis. She'll try her 3. It's good! Caden Hillis with a 3. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company and the Thayer Lady Bobcats back to within 1. Willow Springs with it. Long pass. Got it up the floor to Sigmund. Sigmund driving down the baseline is going to get fouled on the floor. That'll be on Riley Joe Sorrell. Riley Joe will pick up her 1st. Came on the floor before the shot. And Willow Springs will inbound the ball. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer back within 1. Willow Springs inbounds the ball. Got it in the corner to Jones. Shoots a 3. Rattles in and out. No good. Bowers runs down the rebound for Thayer. Here comes the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Chance to take the lead with a bucket. Davis to Regal on the right side wing. Wide open for a 3. It's good! Kinsley Regal from downtown. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 2-point lead. And here's a steal by Hillis. To Davis, trying to get it back to Hillis, and the ball is stolen by Willow Springs. And then we got a timeout call by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. 6:42 to go in the first half. Thayer Lady Bobcats on. Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats on top, 18-16. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And we're back at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball brought to you in part tonight by the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Karen Perkins. Willow Springs Lady Bears now down by 2, first lead of the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats at 18-16. Willow working their offense around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcat zone defense. Stewart and Chloe Jones. L.A. forced one down inside to Sigmund. Her shot is up. No good. Bowers with a rebound. Oh, and they're going to call a held ball in possession of belong to the Willow Springs Lady Bears. 6:21 to go in the first half. Willow to trigger it in. Chloe Jones will trigger it in to Stewart. Shoots another 3. That one's up off the rim. No good. And Regal runs down the rebound in the corner for Thayer. Kinsley working in the backcourt against the defense. Brings up across the timeline. And she carried it. Yes, she did. She was going to pass it when she got it up there and then decided to put it back down on the floor. Thayer Lady Bobcats will turn it over with 6:11 to go in the first half with a 2-point lead. Stewart will inbound to Jones, who will walk it up again for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They like to take advantage of their size, and they're huge. 3 players over 6'1". They get the ball in the right corner, feed it back outside to Stewart around to Jones on the left side. 3-point ball. Rattles in and out. No good. A big rebound by Kinsley Regal. Regal. Here's a long pass by Davis up to Hillis. Hillis to Regal for another 3. That one rattles off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Crunnington. She travels. No call. Here's a give to Jones. Jones up the floor. No look pass. Got it down low. Shot is up. No good. Avery Bowers rebound, kicks it out to Hillis. Fail the two-on-two break. Hillis will swing it over to Davis for a three. It's in and out. No good. Willow Springs comes down with the rebound. Lady Bears, they don't want to run with it. Here's Chloe Jones working on the right side. Gets around the defense and now has the ball poked away from behind by Hillis, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Willow Springs ball. 5 minutes and change to go in this second quarter. Willow Springs has not scored yet in the second quarter. 3 minutes into it. By the way, Thayer has scored 9 in the period to take a 2-point lead. Willow Springs with it. Stewart, Sydney Stewart. At the ball inside. Shot is up. Block. And we're going to get a foul. We're going to get a foul call. That'll be on Avery Bowers for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be her first and the first team foul on Thayer, or second team foul on Thayer here in the second quarter. It'll be on the shot. Number 32, Alexis Sigmund, will go to the free throw line. And we'll shoot 2 for Willow Springs. First one is up and no good. Sigmund had a chance to tie it with a couple of free throws. Now she can just pull her team back to within 1. Sigmund has 2 points in the game already. The second free throw, that's good. That's the first point for Willow Springs Lady Bears in the second quarter. We've played 3 minutes. Bayer going the other way with a 1-point lead, 18-17. Working the ball on the perimeter of the Willow Springs zone. Got it down the right corner to Riley Joe Sorrell. Riley Joe. Cross court to Hillis. Now the left corner for Kinsley Regal. Back out to Hillis. Hillis now to Bowers at the free throw line. Puts it on the floor down the left side. Has the ball taken away. Nice play by Sophie Jackson. Out to Jones. She'll shoot a 3. That one didn't catch the rim. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Substitution now for Willow Springs. Number 11 will check into the ball game. That is Allie Adams. First substitution by either team. Allie Adams in for Willow Springs. Allie, a 5'11 junior. Thayer Lady Bobcats coming with the ball in a 1-point lead. 4:27 to go in the half. Davis works off the screen, feeds it to Bowers. Bowers in the right corner. Outside and around the horn it goes. Back to Hillis on top. To Davis cutting through the lane. Ball is poked away and picked up by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They got a 2-on-1. Jones takes it all the way to the basket and lays it up and in with the left hand. 7 points now for Chloe Jones to lead the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Bear with it. Kinsley Regal in the right corner. Takes it out front to Hillis. Hillis now on the left side. Trying to get the ball to Davis. Riley Joe Sorrell hands it to her. She comes out and moves off the screen on top. Willow Springs back on top by 1. Here's Davis looking to penetrate. Now dishes it to Bowers. Back outside to Regal for 3, and it's good! Kinsley Regal finding a range. Her second three-pointer is brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Willow Springs working the ball across the timeline. Got it to Sigmund. Sigmund all the way to the bucket. Her layup is blocked by Regal. What a play. That's the third block shot of the night for Kinsley Regal. Bayer Lady Bobcats up to 21-19 with 3:32 to go here in the quarter. And the Bayer Lady Bobcats will bring it the other way. Shot was blocked and then went off of Willow Springs player out of bounds. Riley Davis brings it up to the top of the key, works it to the left side, gives it down the corner to Sorrell, now out to Hillis. Hillis back to Davis. One take the quick 3, drives the baseline, kicks it out to Hillis. Now Bowers, Bowers out to Regal for 3 more. Yes! Kinsley Regal with another 3 brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and Thayer now up by 5. Willow Springs with the ball. Chloe Jones works up the right side, and that's an offensive foul. Yes, it is. Oh, they're going to call that a block. She pushed her out. When she pushed her out. Oh, my. That's a bad call. Caden Hillis called for the foul. Will be her second of the game. Willow Springs will inbound the ball. Chloe Jones to trigger it. Got it inside. Shot is up and good. And a foul. Number 32, Alexis Sigmund. Got that one to bounce over the rim. And the foul called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Avery Bowers. That's number 2 on Bowers. So now Hillis, Bowers, and Davis, all with 2 fouls here in the first half for Thayer. And the free throw is up. No good. And there's an over the back and no call. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats come out of there with a rebound anyway. Riley Davis down to Regal in the corner. Regal kicks it out top to Hillis. Straight on for 3. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound control by Willow Springs. Chloe Jones bringing it up. Her team down by 3. She takes it to the left side. Goes around the defense all the way to bucket for the lay-in. Chloe Jones with a nice move with the left hand. And now we're going to get a Well, we got a foul in the backcourt. It's going to be on Chloe Jones. Number 22 called for her first, trying to get a steal in the backcourt. 2:33 to go in the first half. Fair Lady Bobcats up one, 24-23 here at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. Davis swings the ball across the timeline, swings it in the right corner to Regal. Regal out to Sorrell. Now Davis. Davis couldn't get away from Stewart for the shot. Takes it out to the top of the key. And now dumping it down on the baseline to Bowers. Bowers off top to Hillis. Fires a three. It's good. Caden Hillis with her second three-pointer of the night. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company and Thayer back up four. Willow Springs with it. They're going to throw it away in the backcourt. Thayer Lady Bobcats throwing a little full-court pressure from time to time. And the Willow Springs Lady Bears have really had a problem trying to handle the Thayer Lady Bobcat press. That time they throw it away. Thayer up by four with the basketball. Davis down the left corner to Regal. She'll fire another three. That one's off the back iron. No good. The long rebound comes out to Davis. Top of the key for three. Yes. Riley Davis hits the three. Her first of the night. She's got 10 points in the first half. And the Thayer Lady Bobcat. And here's Chloe Jones runs the ball up the floor through a double team going all the way down to the baseline. Couldn't get the shot. Now shoots a fadeaway jumper. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound, Riley Davis. Off. Up the left side. Going to the bucket. Oh, she didn't hit the shot, but she was fouled on the drive. I believe she'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 12, Sydney Stewart for Willow Springs. That'll be her second. And with a minute 25 to play in the first half, they were going to say non-shooting foul. Called it on the floor. Fair Lady Bobcastle inbound the basketball. Down under the bucket on the offensive end. Got to Hillis. Now to Bowers inside. Outside to Regal for three more. That one bounces off the rim. No good. The rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Willow Springs Lady Bear ball. Fair Lady Bobcats with their biggest lead tonight at 7. Willow Springs Lady Bears have led by as many as 8. This has been a seesaw battle here. You're in the Willow Springs area. I want to come and catch the second half of this one. It's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here in Willow Springs. And the Lady Bears attempting to break the full-court pressure. Got the ball up and got to Cruddington across the timeline. Now to Chloe Jones. Jones working against the defense of Riley Josaro. Has to give up the ball. Got over to Stewart. Stewart for three. It's long. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around. We get a held ball. And it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball with 58 seconds to go in the first half. 30-23, Thayer with the lead. Willow Springs will get number 42, Sophie Jackson, back in the ballgame. Number 11, Allie Adams, checks out. We'll see if the Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to hold for the final shot of the first quarter. Oh, and here's a pass by Davis. It's almost intercepted by Jackson, but it goes out of bounds off her hand. That's a bad pass trying to swing it down to Sorrell in the corner. Lady Bobcats will trigger it in. 51 seconds to play in the half. Thayer up by 7 with the ball. Davis to Sorrell in the corner to Regal. Regal back out to Sorrell. Back to Regal in the corner. Kinsley on drive to the baseline, going up with a shot. It was blocked, and the loose ball comes to Willow Springs. Here come the Lady Bears. Chloe Jones trying to throw it down inside. Ball is off the hands of the Lady Bears and out of bounds. Oh, no, they're going to stay off of Thayer. Jackson trying to save it in and bounced it off of Lady Bobcat. So Willow Springs with the ball inbounds, 31 seconds to go. They got to Stewart. Stewart shoots a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound to Crevington out on the baseline. Crevington gets it to Sigmund, trying to drive it inside. We're going to get a held ball as she got tied up by Riley Davis. And the possession belongs to Willow Springs. 22 seconds to go in the first half. Willow Springs looking to draw a little closer here if they can get a bucket. Chloe Jones looking in. Got it to Cruddington at the free throw line. Gives it out to Stewart. Stewart back to Cruddington on top. Now to Chloe Jones left side. Long three-point shot is off the rim. No good. Long rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball with a 30-23 lead. 13 seconds to go. Thayer should get the final shot of the half. Davis. Adds up across the timeline to Riley Josaro. Riley Joe flares up a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound, Thayer. Return shot is blocked, but a foul going to be called. And Riley Davis will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul is on Sydney Stewart. That's going to be number three on her in the first half. And Riley Davis will go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Thayer Lady Bobcat. First one is up and good. Riley Davis now with 11 in the game, and Willow Springs making another substitution. Number 23 will check into the ballgame. That is Emma Grogan. And Riley Davis set to shoot another free throw. 1.9 seconds to play in the first half. Riley Davis trying to make it a bigger lead for Thayer. Second free throw is up, no good. Rebound, Willow Springs. They just got to hold it. That's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 31-23. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 2 minutes with your halftime report brought to you by 5D Screen Printing in West Plains. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
We're back here at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. It's halftime. Welcome to the 5D Screen Printing halftime report. Thayer Lady Bobcats trailed by 7 points at the end of the first quarter, 16-9, and outscored Willow Springs 22-7 in the second quarter. And the difference in this game tonight, Thayer Lady Bobcats shooting a three-point shot. The Lady Bobcats have hit 7 threes in the first half. Willow Springs has only hit 2. Now, another key factor in this game is the Willow Springs Lady Bears have about 6 or 7 block shots. Thayer Lady Bobcats have got a couple of their own, but Willow Springs, if you try and take it to the rack against Willow Springs, there's a good chance you're going to get your shot blocked because they're just so big inside. Now, this one's got a long ways to go, and that's again kind of a seesaw thing. Again, Thayer was down early in the game. Remember, it was 11-3 at one point in the first quarter. Thayer did make a little bit of a run, make it 16-9 at the end of the quarter. But then the Lady Bobcats got red hot from the three-point line, and it was Kinsley Regal hitting 3 threes. Caden Hillis hit 2, and Riley Joe Sorrell hit 1 as the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Again, 22 points in that second quarter to take the lead here at the half by 8, 31-23. Both these teams undefeated. We talked about it in the pregame. Both these teams undefeated going into conference play. Both are 2-0, so this is a huge game tonight as far as the SCA conference race is concerned. And looking at the big names from this one, the All-Staters, Chloe Jones, the All-Stater from Willow Springs, with 9 points in the first half. She's hit 1 three. And Riley Davis, the All-Stater for Thayer, has 11 in the first half. She's hit 1 three as well. We'll have all the scoring for you here in just a moment. I want to say thanks again to some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game, including the law offices of Fred O'Neill and Thayer, Toyota of West Plains, Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Steed Trucking in Thayer, and Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. Take another time out. Back with more of your 5D screen printing Thayer Lady Bobcat halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyk, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Now back at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs, where the Thayer Lady Bobcats have an 8-point lead over the Willow Springs Lady Bears at the half. 31-23 is our score. And if you joined us late, Willow Springs jumped out to an 11-3 lead in the first quarter. Thayer cut that lead back to 7 at 16-9 at the end of the quarter break. And then the Lady Bobcats just caught fire in that second quarter, scoring 22 points while Willow Springs only scored 7. Thayer with the 8-point advantage, 31-23. Let's look at our individual scoring. First up for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They're led tonight by their all-stater, Chloe Jones, with 9 points in the first half. 3 for Sydney Stewart, 5 for Alexis Sigmund, and 6 for Sophie Jackson. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Riley Davis leads the way with the 11. 8 points for Caden Hillis, 9 from Kinsley Regal. She had 3 3-pointers in the half, and a 3 for Riley Joe Sorrell. Look at foul trouble. 3 Lady Bobcats with 2 fouls apiece. Riley Davis, Avery Bowers, and Caden Hillis. They'll have to be careful in the third quarter. And for the Willow Springs Lady Bears, the only person in foul trouble is Sydney Stewart. She had 3 in the first half. All right, both teams making their way back out on the court. We're getting ready for the second half. Again, Thayer with the lead over the Willow Springs Lady Bears, 31-23. We'll be back with your second half in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number 1 for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And here we go on the way with our second half at Mumford Gym. Fair Lady Bobcats working the ball on the offensive set. Got it inside to Regal. Regal got hammered and knocked to the floor. The loose ball picked up by Willow Springs. Then we had a hell ball. And Kinsley Regal is still down on the court. I mean, she took a shot to the head. That's about two or three times we've had this kind of thing happen. No foul call. Regal gets up. She says, I'm okay. And the hell ball is going to belong to the Willow Springs Lady Bears on the alternating possession. So just underway here. By the way, we're going to get a sub checking in this ball game. Bailey Logue is going to check in. Kinsley Regal will check out. Give her a little chance to recover from taking that shot. I mean, she got hammered down there trying to go up for the shot. Willow Springs will inbound the ball. Fair, a little bit of backcourt pressure. They gave Willow Springs fits with this pressure in the first half. Oh, and there's a backcourt violation. Yep, that's a backcourt violation on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They got it across the timeline and threw it back into the backcourt. A good pressure defensively by the Fair Lady Bobcats. So Lady Bobcat quickness giving the Willow Springs Bears bigs all kinds of troubles in that full court pressure. Fair will inbound the ball. Chance to add to their lead here. They lead it by eight. Ball goes left side. They bounce it inside to Hillis. Back outside to Logue. To Riley Joe Sorrow for three more. That one's up off the rim. And the rebound run down in the corner by Bowers. Got it out to Davis. Davis got fouled. No call. They'll swing it back to Riley Joe. Now back to Davis. Davis handles it out. Moves off the screen on the left side, trying to get to the inside. Looking in. Nobody open. Here's the give to Hillis. Hillis back to Davis. Davis on the wing. Driving inside. Back to Hillis. She'll fire the three out of the corner. That's too hard. Off the front rim. Actually, too soft. Off the front rim. Rebound comes off hard. Right to Chloe Jones. Jones moves inside, shoots. That was a travel, no call, and Jones will hit the layup. 11, and Fair coming the other way. The lead's been trimmed to 6. Lady Bobcats with it. Riley Joe Sorrow thought about the 3. Back to Hillis. Back to Riley Joe. She'll let it fly. Up the rim, no. Rebound, Riley Davis down on the baseline, and then she gets fouled, and that's going to be on Chloe Jones. I do believe Chloe Jones can be called for the foul. Will be her second of the game. Fair will inbound the ball. By the way, Kinsley Regal back in the game. Bailey Logue will check out. Fair will inbound it in the corner on the right side to Hillis. She'll fire a 3. That one's off the rim. No. Rebound controlled by Sigmund for Willow Springs. Down the Lady Bears. Got it to Jones. Jones crosses up across the timeline. Taking it down to the left wing. Down to the corner. Regal jumps out on it. She'll swing it out top to Dudridge. Dudridge lobbing it down low. Ball is out of bounds. Off the hands of number 32, Alexis Sigmund. Dudridge had the right idea, just didn't make the pass catchable. And Fair brings it the other way. Lady Bobcats haven't scored yet in this third period. We've played 2 minutes. Lady Bobcats looking for their first bucket. Lead it by 6. Here's Riley Davis moving off the screen. Shoots a 3. Bingo! Riley Davis now with 14. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Willow Springs again working against the pressure. Got the ball across the timeline. Jones going to pull up from the three-point line, shoots no good. Hillis with a rebound, and then she gets fouled by Dudridge. Paisley Dudridge reached in, got her by the arm, and that's the first on Dudridge, and will be the second team foul against Willow Springs here in the third quarter. 5:51 to play in the quarter. 34-25, they are up by 9 with the basketball. Riley Davis brings it into the front court. Chloe Jones waits for her there. Davis moves off the screen. Ball is poked away. Saved from out of bounds by Jones, but right to Davis. Davis now to Hillis. Hillis driving the baseline. Going to get fouled by number 32. That was Alexis Sigmund. And she did. She threw a hip into her. Hillis made the quick move to go around her. That's why Caden Hillis has been recruited and has decided she's going to Lyon College. She got up the inbound in the corner. A three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound. Dudridge. It's out to Jones. Jones long pass up the floor to Sigmund, and she, they're going to say off the hands of the Fair Lady Bobcats. Wow, really? It'll be Willow Springs ball with 5:27 to go in the third. They'll inbound it on the offensive end under the bucket. Got it to Dudridge. Dudridge kicks out to Stewart. Wide open for a three. She shoots it and scores. Sydney Stewart with her second three-pointer of the game for Willow Springs. Fayer quick up the floor. Hillis has got it on the wing. Wide open. Fires a three. It's no good. Lady Bobcats had inside position for the rebound, but it's knocked out of bounds by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And Fayer will inbound the ball with 5:10 to go. Back to a six-point game, 34-28. Fayer running the inbound play. Riley Josara looking inside. Nobody open there. We'll bring it. Oh, trying to get it to Regal. Ball knocked away, but right there is Hillis. Hillis has it poked away from behind. It'll be Fayer Lady Bobcat ball. 5:05 to go now in the quarter. Caden Hillis triggered in. Got it in to Riley Davis. Davis. And there's going to be a foul on Chloe Jones trying to get inside Riley Davis. And Chloe Jones just picked up her third. That's a frustration foul. Riley Davis made a fake, and Chloe Jones went flying to the floor. Thought she got pushed. She didn't. And then she goes after it. And now there's a hold going to be called on Chloe Jones. Yep. She was holding Riley Davis. And Chloe Jones now with her fourth foul in the game. 4:59 to go in the first quarter. That'll be team foul number 5 on Willow Springs, and Riley Davis is going to go to the free throw line and will shoot free throws for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 4:59 to go in the third. 4 fouls on the All-Stater, Chloe Jones for Willow Springs, and it looks like she's going to stay out there for now. Davis at the free throw line. First one is up and good. Riley now with 15 points in the game. She leads all scorers. And Thayer adds to their lead. It's now 35-28. Trying to make it an 8-point game, and she does. 16 for Davis. Thayer up by 8, 36-28. Willow Springs with it. In the backcourt is Jackson. Jackson gets up the floor. Now Dudridge, she pulls up, and finally they get it to Jones across the timeline. Chloe Jones going to the bucket, lays it up, no good. And, oh, did she get reestablished inbounds? I don't think so. Anyway, we're getting the foul out on the perimeter. That one's going to be on Riley Davis for Thayer. Now Riley picks up her third. 4:41 to go. Willow Springs will inbound the ball. We're in third quarter action. Two teams are going at it like we're down to the final 4 minutes. Here's the inbound to Jones. Shoots a three, and it's good. Chloe Jones hits one from downtown for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Thayer coming the other way, trying to get it inside. They do to Bauer. Goes up with a shot. It's blocked, but she fouled. Foul is on number 10. That is Cruddington. That'll be the second on Cruddington. And Bowers will go to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Avery has not scored at the game, and she misses the first free throw. Avery, and everybody around Thayer knows Avery, she's about 6 feet tall. She's a tall girl. Not when she plays against the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They got 4 of them taller than she is. And the second free throw is up and no good. And a rebound taken by Jackson for Willow Springs. They'll push it up to Chloe Jones. Jones going down to the baseline, pulls up a little 12-footer. In and out, no good, but she's fouled. That's going to be on Caden Hillis. That's going to be number 3 on Hillis. You know, the way things are going in this game, this one may come down to who has the most players on the bench. Chloe Jones going to the free throw line looking for a 15th point, and it is up and good. Got the bounce. Chloe Jones now with 15, looking for number 16. That would tie Riley Davis for the game high. Still a lot of basketball to play. Second one is up and good. And the Thayer Lady Bobcat lead is now down to 3 at 36-33. Had an 8-point lead just a moment ago. Thayer with it. Davis handles it out front. And she bounces it down to Bowers. Bowers to Hillis for 3 out of the corner. It's good. Caden Hillis with another 3. Brought to you by our friends at Community First Banking Company. Thayer back up by 6. And here's a lead out for Willow Springs. They missed the layup. Bowers rebounds. Thayer with a 2-on-2. Riley Davis going to the bucket. Shoots the floater. No. Gets her own rebound. Back up. Couldn't score. Rebound Hillis or Davis. Couldn't follow it up. And she's fouled. And she'll go to the line and shoot 2. Fouls on number 12, that is Sydney Stewart, and that's number 4 on Sydney Stewart for Willow Springs. So two starters for Willow with four fouls. And Davis back to the line. First one is up and good. And Willow Springs making substitution. Number 23, Grogan, will check into the game. Stewart will check out. Fair Lady Bobcats up seven. Davis trying to make it an eight-point lead. And the free throw is up and good. 16, now 17, 18 points for Davis. And Willow Springs trying to get the ball up the floor, having their trouble, and they're going to call a timeout. Coach David Cox wants to talk to the team. 41-33, Fair Lady Bobcats with the lead, 3:44 to play in the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back after the timeout. 3:44 to play in the third quarter. Fair Lady Bobcats with an eight-point lead over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And the Lady Bears getting in some serious foul trouble already in this game. Their all-stater, Chloe Jones, has got four. And Sydney Stewart has got four. Stewart has gone to the sideline. Grogan is in for her, number 23. By the way, Grogan, number 23, checking in, is a 5'5 senior, so they lose a lot of size. Stewart at 5'10, Grogan at 5'5. Chloe Jones brings the ball in for Willow Springs here. Down eight, they need a bucket. They go to Jackson at the free throw line. Her pass is in, stolen by Riley Davis. Davis going up the sideline. Bouncing it down inside. Avery Bowers scores the layup. Avery Bowers, her first bucket of the game, and Thayer's up 10. Willow Springs with it. In the backcourt is Sigmund. Throws it, and they got across the timeline to Grogan. They are getting back defensively. Here's a lob pass. Dudridge gets it down inside to Sigmund. Goes up with a shot, and it's good. First 2 points of the second half for Sigmund. She's got seven for the game. Here come the Fair Lady Bobcats. Got to Bowers. Round to Regal for three more. Yes! Kinsley Regal with another three. She's hit four tonight. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Fair up 11. Willow Springs with the ball. In the backcourt is Jackson. Long pass. Got it up to Grogan. Grogan. Wings on the far side. It's stolen by Riley Joe Sorrell. Sorrell up the right sideline looking for a teammate, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul call on the Willow Springs Lady Bears as they were trying to guard. Fouls on number 10, that is Cruddington, and that's number 3 on Paisley Cruddington. Riley Sorrell will go to the free throw line and will shoot for the Fair Lady Bobcats. They're shooting two free throws for the remainder of the third quarter. 2:41 to play in the period. Riley Joe Sorrow, first one is up. Front of the rim, bounces in for the Fair Lady Bobcats. Riley Joe with 4 points tonight. Another substitution for Willow Springs. Number 11 will check into the game. That is Addie Adams. She played in the first half. She goes in for Cruddington, who will go out after picking up that third foul. Riley Joe Sorrow trying to add to the Lady Bobcats lead. Shot is no good. And it's still a 12-point advantage for Thayer. Willow Springs with the basketball. They've got it in the backcourt, but they're going to have to hurry now. And there we're going to get, what did we get? Did they get a foul call? You're kidding me. Foul was on Caden Hillis, and that's number 4 on Caden Hillis. Willow Springs will inbound the ball. 2.5 minutes to go in the third period. Chloe Jones with it. Her pass to the high key. Oh, and her Davis picks up her fourth foul for Thayer. Riley Davis tried to jump over and intercept the ball, and she's going to be called for the foul. That is her fourth. So both teams getting in some serious foul trouble. Each with two starters with four fouls. Now Caden Hillis will check out of the game. And it is Jessa Dubois checking in for Thayer. Riley Davis will check out. And Bailey Logue is in there. So Davis and Hillis out of the game for Thayer with a 12-point lead, 2:25 to go in the third. Willow Springs working the offense. Got the ball to Grogan. Grogan out top to Jackson. Back to Grogan. Grogan swings it over. to Chloe Jones. Jones trying to find a shot, couldn't get open, and then almost threw it away. Grogan made a nice catch on that high pass. And here's the ball stolen by Farrell to Regal. Regal gets tripped from behind. That'll be a push, and it'll be Kinsley Regal going to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Fouls on number 11. That is Allie Adams. Going to be called for the push. And Kinsley Regal going to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Regal, one of three Lady Bobcats in double figures tonight. She has 12. And the first free throw is up for the sophomores. Good. 13 for Regal. That is the first shot she's made from inside the three-point line. She's hit four threes tonight. And second free throw is up. It's good. So two more for Regal. She got 14 in the game. And Thayer leads it by 14, 49-35, with just under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Chloe Jones brings it across the timeline, feeds it over to Jackson. Jackson out top to Jones, but she's going to get fouled out there. Fouls on Riley Jo Sorrell. That'll be foul number two on Riley Jo. And team foul number five on the Lady Bobcats. So number 42, Sophie Jackson, will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair of free throws. Jackson, 6 points in the game. All of them came early. And she misses the free throw here. And now Dudridge is going to check back in the game for Willow Springs. Adams will come out. So Willow Springs back to all the starters but one. Stewart still not back in the game. Second free throw is up. That one is good for Jackson. 7 points for Sophie tonight. Thayer with a 13-point lead and the ball. 49-36. They get around to Kinsley on the left side wing. Kinsley Regal. Back to Bailey Logue. Now on the right side. Riley Jo Sorrell for three. That's no good. Long rebound is going to go out of bounds. It should be. Oh, they're going to give it to Willow Springs. I thought one of the Willow Springs Lady Bears touched that ball coming off the rim, but apparently not. Willow Springs Lady Bears with the ball down by 13. Chloe Jones bringing it in the front court. Swing it right side to Grogan. Down to a minute 20 to play in the third quarter. Grogan holds it out front. Back over to Jones. Holds it high. Swings it back to Grogan. Grogan going down inside. The ball stolen by Avery Bowers for Thayer. To Dubois. Dubois going down to the baseline on the dribble and looking to get rid of it and lost it out of bounds. And Coach Denny Young is pleading his case for a foul. And I think he was right. She got pushed from behind. And it'll be Willow Springs Lady Ball, Bear Ball. 1 minute to go in the third. Thayer still with a 13-point lead. Willow Springs working it to the high post for Sigmund. Turns, has it stolen by Bowers. Avery Bowers on the layup. It's good. Avery Bowers with a huge defensive play, took it away from Sigmund and went and scored the layup to make it a 15-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Here's Chloe Jones, lets one fly from way downtown for Willow Springs. No good. Dudridge got the rebound. Back to Jones. Goes up with a shot, an air ball that's going to land out of bounds. It will be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Folks, this fourth quarter is going to be a dandy. Now Chloe Jones is going to come out of the floor. They don't want her out there. She's playing with four fouls. Don't want her to pick up a fifth in the final 30 seconds here in the third quarter. They are up 15. Take their time bringing it up the floor. Riley Jo Sorrell. Swings on the right side. Oh, and it's stolen by Adams. Adams driving for the layup. Has the ball knocked away. Saved in the corner by Riley Jo Sorrell. And we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Denny Young of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Well, they're not. Yeah, now the official can get together. The one official on the far side said Thayer got a timeout. The other official. And here we go. Thayer will have it on a timeout. 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. Let's take a timeout. Thayer leads it 51-36. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
And we're back, and we'll say thanks to some more of your fair lady Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game tonight, including the Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains, Partners in Shine in West Plains, Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, and Steed Trucking. Fair Lady Bobcats with the basketball. By the way, they got Riley Davidson here for this final 17 seconds of third quarter, looking for a chance to add to a 15-point lead. Ball to Sorrell. Sorrell right side to Davis. Davis making a move. Got it back to Sorrell. 8 seconds to go. Now Davis lets one fly with six. The three-pointer is off the rim. No good. Rebound Thayer. Shot was blocked. And another rebound to the Lady Bobcats. And there's the buzzer to end our third quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats put 20 points on the board in the third quarter, and they lead it 51-36 over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Hey, we're back at Mumford Gym getting ready for our fourth quarter. I want to say thanks again to some more of your Fair Lady Bobcat boosters, including the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer, Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters over there, Mr. Dent in West Plains, and Forstler's Store in Thayer and Ashflat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in downtown Thayer. Fair Lady Bobcats with a 15-point lead and the basketball as we open the fourth quarter of play. Riley Joe Sorrell brings it in, swings over to Dubois. Dubois going to Regal, trying to drive the baseline. And now kick to next Logue. Logue gets it out front to Regal. Willow now playing the zone. Here's Regal for a long three. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds as it ricochets off the rim and out in the corner. It'll be Willow Springs Lady Bear ball. They're going to apply a little bit of full court pressure here. With a 15-point lead, Willow Springs will inbound it, and they got it to Jones. Jones driving inside is going to get fouled as she goes to the rim. She'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on Kinsley Regal. I believe will be the first foul of the night on Regal. Yes, it is. Her first. Remember, Riley Davis has four fouls for Thayer. So does Caden Hillis. Neither of them on the floor right now for the Lady Bobcats. And Chloe Jones hits the free throw. Jones now is 17 in the game. He'll shoot another, and it's up, and it's good. And officially 18 points for Chloe Jones now. Tied with the Lady Bobcats, Riley Davis for the game high. There, Lady Bobcats with the ball. The offensive end just working around the perimeter of the zone. Got it to Bowers. Bowers up with a shot. It's blocked and goes out of bounds. That's a nice play there by Alexis Sigmund, number 32, for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. There will run the inbound play. They are up 51-38. And it'll be Bailey Logue to trigger it in down under the bucket. Brings it out front to Regal. Thayer can afford to just run some clock down to 7 minutes to go in the game with the 51-38 lead. And that's what Riley Joe Sarles is going to do, just hands it out front, swings the pass way down in the corner to Regal. Regal as it pokes away, but she gets it right back. He's working against Chloe Jones, who can't afford to do much because Jones is playing with four fouls. Back to Riley Joe Sorrell. Fair Lady Bobcats are running about 30 seconds off the clock on this possession. We're down to 6:51 to go in the game. And Stewart just fouled out of the game for Willow Springs. Regal made a catch, and Stewart pretty much just reached out and shoved her and picked up her fifth foul. And she is down on the floor. She took a shot. By the way, the foul on Stewart is her fifth. She fouls out with 6:48 to play in the ballgame after scoring 6 points. And they're out checking on her. holding her left shoulder. Fair Lady Bobcats with a lead here, 51-38. Little Springs has scored the only 2 points in the fourth quarter here in the first minute and change. And they're looking to try and get Stewart still down on the floor. Let's give this an opportunity to say thanks again to some of your Fair Lady Bobcat boosters. Good folks like Penny Lane Accounting and Fair, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen and Fair, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Fair, Fair Farm Center and Fair Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic in Fair, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Fair. And they're still tending to number 12, Sydney Stewart, out in the middle of the floor from the Willow Springs Bears. And teammates out there talking to her. And she's coming off the floor. She has fouled out of the game with 6:48 remaining. And the Fair Lady Bobcats making substitutions. Caden Hillis and Riley Davis back in the game. So Fair back to the starters on the floor. And some good minutes tonight for Jessa Dubois and Bailey Logue for Coach Denny Young and his Fair Lady Bobcats. Fair will inbound it after the non-shooting foul. Comes in to Riley Davis. Take it to the right side of the floor. They are setting the offense here to work it on the perimeter. They go, to Avery Bowers at the elbow. Didn't shoot it. Gives it up in the corner to Regal, and Regal gets fouled as she makes the move down there. That's going to be on Sophie Jackson, number 42. It's going to be her second. And Fair Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball on the far side. 6:37 to go in the game. Riley Davis crosses the timeline with it. Looking to go right, now goes left, gives it back out to Riley Joe Sorrell. Riley Joe is going to back it out, now gives it to Hillis. Hillis on the left side wing, hands off to Davis, who comes out to greet her. Just running the clock here, counting down to 6 minutes to go in the game. Fair with a 13-point lead, 51-38. Davis handles it out front, working against DeGrogan. Now they double-team her, tried to get rid of it, and it's stolen by Chloe Jones. Jones going up the floor. To make it a 10-point game, she moves down to the baseline, shoots a 12-footer, no good. Rebound and a foul on the Fair Lady Bobcats. Number 32, Alexis Stigman, brought down the rebound and gets fouled in there by Kinsley Regal. And Regal blocked a shot going back up and going to the free throw line to shoot two. Number 32, Alexis Stigman, has scored 7 points tonight, hit a free throw, and she misses this one. Just under 6 minutes to go in the game, Fair by 51-38, 13-point advantage. And second free throw is up. It's no good, and Avery Bowers yanks down the rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcat, well, they had numbers for a second. Now Caden Hillis backs it out. Thayer will start the offense. Hillis working away from the defense, feeds down to Regal. Regal outside to Davis. Davis working on the left side to Hillis. Hillis working away from the defense, and she gets fouled. That'll be on number 23, Grogan. And Willow Spring has gone to the foul a little bit early. I think they want to get to that point where Thayer will start shooting free throws. 5:40 to play in the game. Thayer up 13. Riley Josar will trigger it in. We'll hand it in to Riley Davis. Davis takes it to the right side of the floor. Thayer working four around the perimeter. And they got a high-low here. Davis in the lane. Kicks it up to Hillis for three. It's good! Caden Hillis with another three, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And Thayer back up by 16. They'd led by as many as 15. They lead at 16 now, biggest lead of the game. Here's the give to Grogan in the corner for Willow Springs. Her shot is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Chloe Jones, who goes up and gets fouled. It'll be a 2-and-1 for Chloe Jones. And the foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats is on number 12, Avery Bowers. That's number 3 on Avery. Chloe Jones now with 20 points in the game. Just shoot the free throw, and it's good. 21 for Jones. Willow Springs making a substitution. Number 11, Allie Adams will check back in the ball game, and Sophie Jackson will check out. Thayer with a lead by 13, 54-41. Davis brings ball into the front court, swings it down the corner to Hillis. Hillis just hit a three from there. Willow Springs jumps out on it. Now Thayer got it to Kinsley Regal. Regal in the corner to Sorrell. Sorrell to the high post. Oh, and then down, dump it down inside. The ball went off the hands of Regal. And Coach Denny Young, he gets up and applauds that play. That was perfect execution of the play. They're going high-low. They just couldn't quite catch the pass. Regal would have been wide open. Here's Chloe Jones for three for Willow Springs. It's up and no good. Rebound Davis, and then she's going to get fouled. And a foul will be, I believe, on Dudridge, number 10. Yep, going to be number four on Paisley Dudridge. So Jones and Dudridge each playing with four. Fayer's got two starters playing with four fouls as well. Non-shooting foul. Team foul number four on Willow Springs here in the fourth quarter. Fayer Lady Bobcats with the ball again. Got it back to Davis on the right. Bends away from the double team on the dribble. Feeds over to Hillis. Hillis on the wing. Goes high post to Bowers. Shoots and scores from 15 feet away. Avery Bowers now with six in the game, and she has been huge in this second half. They are back up 15 with 4:21 to go in the game at Munford Gym and Willow Springs. Dudridge with it for Willow, dumping it down low. Nice play. Allie Adams got the two-point bucket. They are coming the other way with it. That is Davis going in the lane. She's going to get fouled. If she makes the drive, it's going to be a blocking foul. We'll wait and see who they call it on. I believe it's going to be on 32. Yes, it is. That is Sigmund. That'll be her second of the game, and they're going to call it on the shot. So going to the line to shoot two will be Riley Davis. Riley with 18 in the game leads the way for the Fair Lady Bobcats, who have three players in double figures. And free throw here is good. 19 for Davis. Caden Hillis with 14. Kinsley Regal with 14. Now Grogan out of the game as I believe Dudridge checks back in for Willow Springs. Davis looking for her 20th point of the game. It is up and it's good. Davis with 20. Fayer back up by 15. Willow Springs will inbound the basketball. Got to Dudridge. Right back to Chloe Jones. Jones with 4 minutes to go. Brings it across the timeline against the full court pressure of Riley Josarl. Taking it to the right side. Looking to get into the lane. Nobody setting her a block. Now she goes, setting her a screen. Now she goes in and shoots a floater and it's good. Jones with 23. Fayer coming the other way, trying to get it down inside to Riley Josarl. And the ball stolen by Jones. Jones up the left side. Willow Springs with a chance to get back to within. Well, here's a shot by Jones. No good. We got a held ball on the rebound, and the possession belongs to the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Their Lady Bobcat lead is now 13. And Willow Springs with a chance to cut into it with 3.5 minutes to go in the game. This one's far from over, folks. Willow Springs will inbound it, and the ball goes into the backcourt. Not a backcourt violation. It wasn't touched before it went across. Willow Springs will get to Jones. Three-point ball, top of the key is good. Jones with the three. That's only her third made three-pointer in the game. And on the inbound, we get a timeout call by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. 58-48. Fair Lady Bobcats lead it by 10 with 3:23 to go in the game. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
And back at Munford Gym in Willow Springs gives us time to say thanks here to some more of your Fair Lady Bobcat supporters. Your Lady Bobcat boosters, including Penny Lane Accounting in Fayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Fayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Fayer, Fayer Farm Center and Fayer Plant Food, the Langley Animal Clinic, and Freeman and Woolsey Rail Drilling and Pump Service in Fayer. Fayer Lady Bobcats had a 16-point lead at one point here in this fourth quarter. That lead has been trimmed to 10 with 3:23 to play, and Willow Springs going full court pressure here. Fayer Lady Bobcats, Riley Josarl will trigger it in, got it into Hillis. Hillis going up the left side, up the right side, takes it all the way up into the front court. Fayer gets into the offense here, and Willow Springs is going man-to-man. Willow Springs going man-to-man here with 3:12 to play in the game, down by 10. Hillis with it for Fayer, working against Dudridge. Brings it to the left side of the floor. Shakes the defense, trying and going around Dudridge, and Dudridge fouled him. And that's going to be number five on Paisley Dudridge. She fouls out of the game with 3:04 to play. Caden Hillis is going to go to the free throw line to shoot for the Fayer Lady Bobcats. Number 23, Grogan, back in the game for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Trying to add to the 10-point lead. Caden Hillis at the free throw line. First one is up, and ooh, in and out, and rattles off the front of the rim. Hit the front, the back, and then bounced out So Hillis looking here for a 15th point, trying to make an 11-point lead. Free throw is good. So Hillis hits one out of two. They are up by 11 with 3 minutes to go. Chloe Jones brings it into the front court on the right side wing. Little crossover dribble going down the baseline. Throws a shot up, and it's good. Jones cuts the lead to 9, 59-50. Bayer with the ball. Hillis out front to Regal. To Riley Joe Sorrell. Back over to Hillis. Looking in the lane. Nobody open there. Hillis going around Grogan. Kicks it in the corner to Riley Joe Sorrell. Now out to Avery Bowers. She'll give it to Riley Davis. We're down to 2:31 to play in the game. Riley Davis to Regal. Out top to Bowers. Now right side to Hillis. Hillis. Oh, they got somebody open down under the bucket. And we're going to get a whistle. And we got a foul call. Number 23, Grogan, going to be called for the foul. Out in the open floor, they got Regal open under the bucket. Hit her with a pass, but foul was called. So going to the free throw line, Caden Hillis for Thayer. Went 1-for-2 just a moment ago. She's 1-for-2 from the line in the game. And hits this one, make it 2-for-3. 16 points for Hillis. And Thayer leads again by 10 with 2:23 remaining. Second free throw is up. That one's off the rim. No good. So back to a 10-point Thayer lead. Willow Springs with the ball off the rebound. Lee kicks it over to Grogan on the right side. Grogan back over to Chloe Jones. I said Lee. I'm sorry. It's Jones. Chloe brings it to the right side. Bobcats jump out on her. He's got it in the corner on the dribble drive. Got away from the defense. They hear Coach Denny Young saying, don't let her into the paint. And here's Riley Joe Sorrell, took it away from Chloe Jones. Jones tried to go through the double team, and Riley Joe just wiped it away. They are back on the offensive end. Minute 48 to go in the game, up by 10. Here's Riley Davis around the defense. No, we got an illegal screen going to be called on Avery Bowers. Bowers' call for the foul will be the fourth on her tonight. So now Davis, Bowers, and Hillis all playing with four fouls. Coach Denny Young looks out the team and says, settle down. Minute 41 to go. It's place and defense. Ball goes to Jackson for Willow Springs. Kicks it outside. Back to Chloe Jones. Through a double team. Throws one up off the window. No good. Long rebound taken by Grogan in the corner. Grogan dumping it inside. Shot is up. Count it. And a foul. Nice feed by Stigman down to number 11, Allie Adams. She puts it up and in. And gets fouled by Avery Bowers. Or they call that? Was it 12 or 21? All right, it's on foul. It's on number 21, Regal. Foul on Regal will be her third. And going to the line is Allie Adams shooting for the three-point play. Their lead is down to 8. Adams at the charity stripe. Free throw is up off the rim. No good. Rebound run down by Caden Hillis. Hillis running up the floor for Thayer. Got it in the corner. Three-point shot out of the corner. It's off the front rim. No good by Regal. Rebound by Willow Springs. Lady Bears with a chance to get back within 6 here with a bucket. Minute 13 to go. Chloe Jones dumping it inside. It's stolen by Regal. Now loose on the floor. Picked up by Jones. Regal with a beautiful defensive play right there. Now they got player down low with a shot. No good for Willow Springs. Rebound to the Lady Bears. Now Grogan got it. She throws it away, and Riley Davis will drive for the layup. It's good. Riley Davis puts Thayer back up by 10. 62-52, 45 seconds to go. Chloe Jones with a long three, rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound, Tucker, in traffic, throws it up. No. Rebound, inside, count it, and a foul. Number 32, Alexis Sigman, will get the basket and will go to the free throw line. See who the foul's on for Thayer. Foul's on number 21, Regal. That'll be number 4 on Regal. 4 Lady Bobcat starters with 4 fouls each. Sigmund will go to the line shooting to get to the double digits, and she does. Her 10th point of the game. Thayer with the ball, 34 seconds to go, up by 7, 62-55. And Hillis is going to be fouled out in the open court. Foul on number 23. That is Grogan. That'll be a third on Grogan. And going to the line to shoot two, Caden Hillis for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 30 seconds to play in the game. They are up by 7. First free throw for Hillis is good. Makes it an 8-point game. Caden Hillis now with 17 on the night. Shooting for point number 18 for the Lions, Lady Scott. It is up and good. Hillis with 18 in the game. Here comes Willow Springs. Chloe Jones runs up the floor. 25 seconds to go in the game. Bayer by 9. Jones goes down to the baseline, backs it out, has it poked away, then loses it, and Caden Hillis has got it for Thayer. Hillis up the left sideline, pulls it back out, down to 13 seconds to go, and Hillis is going to get fouled by number 42, Sophie Jackson. That'll be her third of the game, and with 11 seconds to play, Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by 9. And Caden Hillis back to the free throw line again. Hillis looking for points number 19 and 20. Lady Bobcat guard combo has been good tonight. Hillis, Davis, and Starrell. In fact, the perimeter game has been really good for Lady Bobcats tonight. Hillis shooting for her 20th point of the game, and it's good. Hillis has 20. Thayer leads it by 11. 11 seconds to go. Chloe Jones crosses the timeline, fires a long one, an air ball. Will hit and go out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. And, folks, this one is over. Thayer Lady Bobcats can dribble out the clock without even having to cross the timeline. Thayer gets back to the 500 mark. They will be 6-6. They are 3-0 in the SCA. There's the buzzer, and that's the final. Thayer Lady Bobcats win it by a final score of 66-55. Over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. For Willow Springs, they will drop to 10-5 on the year and 2-1 in SCA conference play. And we're going to try and get Coach Denny Young, get a word with him here before we take a break. And let's head to the Thayer Lady Bobcat postgame report. And postgame report brought to you by our friends over at Thayer Decorating in downtown Thayer. And we're joined here by Coach Denny Young. Coach, coming out of the gate, you're down 11-3. Your girls kind of settled and put together. I mean, the second and third quarters, you score 42 points and really kind of put the game away there. And what was a very physical contest? What's your assessment on this one?
It wasn't pretty. but like an old buddy used to tell me, I'll take a bumpy ride over a smooth walk any day. So, but we were very fortunate. You know, Regal hit some big shots there for us to kind of blow that thing open. And we just kind of played. We played like it might be homecoming week or court warming week.
Right.
The girls, they come out. They did a really good job defensively on us. You know, they threw the 1-1-3 in there on us, the 9-3, and kind of messed with us for a little while. But once others got to knocking down shots, it kind of opened it up.
Yeah, I thought they kind of opened it. I know it was kind of a 1-3, and then somebody on Davis wherever she went.
Yeah.
But Regal and Hillis both were huge for you tonight. Hillis scoring 20 in the game.
Yeah, and, you know, that was a really hard game to play in because I didn't feel like it was officiated the same the first half as it was the second half. It was so that was a really hard game to play in. First time we've had a two-man crew. They did a good job. I just didn't feel like it was the same game for either team, both halves. So, you know, we got in foul trouble there for a little while, but luckily they come back out and did what they had to do. And I thought our girls came off the bench tonight, did an outstanding job for us, especially defensively. And we're headed the direction we want to head. It's just, boy, it's been a long time getting here.
Yeah, and you know, when you play the Willow Springs Lady Bears, I mean, they got four in there that are 6 foot or better. They're huge and they're athletic. And I guess if you're going to beat them, you got to beat them over the top. And that's what your girls did tonight.
They did. And you know, Coach Cox does an outstanding job up here, always does. But every time we've come to Mumford Gym, I've seen crazy things happen, you know, throwing it off the backboard. And we've just always got to just be ready for anything because this is a weird place to play. I think it's kind of haunted. Maybe.
Well, it's legendary. It's legendary. It certainly is. Yeah, and I've been doing games in this building for almost 47 years.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Even 47 years ago, it was an old gym. So.
Oh, really?
Well, been here for a long time.
I'm just glad we don't have to come back up here this year.
All right, Lady Bobcats now are at 500, Coach. You get the 6-6 with the win tonight. And more importantly, 3-0 in the SCA. Y'all are kind of in the driver's seat, really can dictate your own destiny as far as the SCA goes.
You know, that really helps for us moving forward. It takes a little bit of pressure off of us because, these other ones are very capable of beating us any night. But Mountain Grove and Willow, we knew that was a big part of this. But now we know that the Lady Eagles are going to be ready for us. We know Houston's going to be ready. But you know, this does help, does take a little pressure off of us. But, gosh, we're just glad to be back to 500. I didn't think we were ever going to get back.
Yeah, well, it took a little bit. But the girls are playing well. And, you know, we had the head-to-head matchup between the All-Staters tonight. And two players are going to be in the running for SCA Player of the Year. And I don't know if tonight made any difference on who's going to win that award. They both are really good.
They're great. You know, Jones is a phenomenal player. She's going to do really well at the next level. But I wouldn't trade mine for anybody in the world. I love that kid. She's an outstanding player and does things the right way. Me and her butt heads a little bit, but that I'd butt heads my own kid. So.
I saw you butting heads right there right at the end of the game just a little bit. But anyway, good win for the Thayer Lady Bobcats tonight. Headed into the Thayer Winter Classic next week because it's going to be tough, too.
It's going to be a tough one. We'll have to have our hammer cocked every night.
All right, Coach Jenny Young of the Thayer Lady Bobcats, thank you very much. Lady Bobcats win it 66-55. Thayer Lady Bobcats scored 9 points in the first quarter, 22 in the second, 20 in the third, and they score 15 in the fourth. And they beat the Willow Springs Lady Bears after being down by as many as 8 points in the game. Thayer Lady Bobcats come back and win it. Again, 66-55 is the final. All right, so we need to name the Thayer Lady Bobcat Player of the Game presented by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And I think you got to go with Caden Hillis tonight. And I know Kinsley Regal was huge. She hit 4 3-pointers tonight, scored 14 points for the Lady Bobcats. Riley Davis was really good. She scored 22 tonight. Takes care of the ball most of the time offensively. But Caden Hillis hit some threes tonight. She hit 4 threes tonight, and she hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 free throws down the stretch to give the Lady Bobcats a victory. I'm going with Caden Hillis as my Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. Let's take one more break. We'll be back. Look at your overall scoring and wrap this one up from Mumford Gym in Willow Springs in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
I'm back at Mumford Gym. We get ready to wrap it up here from the SCA game. Thayer Lady Bobcats go to 3-0 in conference play. Willow Springs drops to 2-1. We're talking girls basketball. Thayer beat the Willow Springs Lady Bears tonight. 66-55 is your finals. Run down the scoring. First up for the Willow Springs Lady Bears, Chloe Jones had 28 points in the game tonight to lead Willow Springs. They only had one other player in double figures. Alexis Siegman had 10. 6 points for Sydney Stewart, 7 for Sophie Jackson, and 4 for Allie Adams off the bench. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, 3 players in double figures, led by Riley Davis, who had 22 in the game. Caden Hillis added 20, and 14 for Kinsley Regal, 6 for Avery Bowers, and 4 for Riley Jo Sorrell. Again, Thayer Lady Bobcats improve to 6-6 on the year. They are 3-0 in the SCA. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball tonight has been brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains, the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Andrew Ekman, Shelter Insurance Agent in West Plains, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, State Farm, Scott Cecil in Thayer, and Donovan. Monarch Realty, Solomon Keneal, you're your broker in Thayer, West Plains, and Willow Springs. The FNBC Community Bankers, Century 21, Combs & Associates in Thayer, Thayer Decorating Downtown, County Line Fence Company and Construction, Eli Martin in Thayer, Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove, and Don's Auto Service and Tire Center in West Plains. For Tim Bagg of the studio, I'm the Red Bull Mike Trace. Till next time, Have a good time. Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.